Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2631. 10 Easy-to-Follow Money Rules to Improve Your Financial Health by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 10 Easy-to-Follow Money Rules to Improve Your Financial Health by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. While you definitely need a spending plan, it's never one size fits all. The key to building financial health is to give yourself rules, but make them work for you. I did it. I've put together my 10 money rules that helped me create the life I want to live. I encourage you to take them and tailor them to your way of life, your values, and your priorities. Then create your own list that's organized but not obstructed. Ramit's 10 money rules. Number one, always have 1 year of emergency funds in cash. 22 million jobs were lost during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Careers ended in the blink of an eye. Unfortunately, many people found themselves unprepared for such an event. While grim, this serves as a valuable lesson. When times are good, work hard and fast to put away a year's worth of emergency funds. This one action alone will alleviate much of the angst you feel when thinking about money. If this seems extreme to you, adjust it. Make your number one rule to always have 6 months of emergency funds available. Remember, these are your rules to live by, not mine. Number two, save 10%, invest 20% of gross annual income. When you're beginning to save, your emergency fund is the place to start. Once that's built up, you can move on to a high-yield savings account. For me, this is a personal commitment to my future. I suggest you have a portion of every paycheck automatically directed to this account, sight unseen. Not ready to invest that amount of money? That's okay. Maybe your money rule can be invest 5% and save 10% of gross annual income, or invest nothing at all right now. Number three, pay cash for large expenses, engagement ring, dream trip, or wedding, and 20% down minimum on a house. Let's put it this way, ditch the plastic. To build good financial health, it's important not to carry large amounts of debt where interest accrues. Many people fall into the credit card trap thinking they can just pay it off. But then something comes up, a trip to the emergency room perhaps, and that plan goes out the window. One of my keys to saving money is spending what you have only when you have it. Number four, never question spending money on books, appetizers, health, or donating to a friend's charity fundraiser. I love reading books, and I'm always anxious to learn something new. That's why I made Ramit's book buying rule, which allows me to buy any book I find interesting. That's my thing. You might have something that's that important to you where you aren't depriving yourself of something you love. Perhaps choose a few things that make you happy and fill you up, then form your rule around those. Love gardening? Your rule number four might look like this. Never question spending money on gardening supplies, flowers, sunblock, and manicures. Number five, business class on flights over 4 hours. A luxury, sure, but I travel a lot, and this is important to help me stay motivated and comfortable. Having a bigger seat and more space ensures I arrive at my destination feeling rested and energized. This may also be a non-negotiable for you, or it may not even be close to your money rules list. For me, I indulge every now and then when it comes to comfort. Number 6, buy the best and keep it as long as possible. Sometimes buying cheap ends up being expensive, and spending a little or a lot more for quality saves money in the end. For example, I enjoy buying high-end electronics because they last longer, clothes because they don't tear or rip as easily, and cameras for their reliability. Some of these items can be passed on for generations. Might not be a bad rule to adopt as your own. Number 7, no limit on spending on health or education. Health and education truly are rewards that keep on giving. If you spend on an online course that helps you learn data visualization, you now have a new skill you can sell as a data consultant. Those few extra sessions with your trainer at the gym will make you feel good about yourself, energizing you, motivating you, and perhaps even inspiring you to think more creatively on a project or with a particular client. The no limit part of this rule might scare you, so perhaps a cap of $100 a month on fitness classes and $10,000 a year on education, whatever makes sense to you. Number 8, earn enough to work only with people you respect and like. I refuse to wake up in the morning not looking forward to my day and future interactions. For me, kindness, respect, and trust are of the utmost importance when it comes to people I hire and work with. This might be one of those aha moments for you too. If you find yourself miserable because you dread going to work each day because your boss is unkind, you might implement a rule like this. Number 9, prioritize time outside the spreadsheet. Money rules are more than just figuring out how to put money in the bank and following your budgeting spreadsheet. They're also about creating the life you want to live. Your money rules might want to ensure that once everything is running smoothly according to your plan, you're prioritizing family, loved ones, and your health. And number 10, marry the right person. Whether you like to believe it or not, money is a big part of a relationship. People have grown up on different money values and see it very differently. To avoid any conflict down the road, I made a commitment to be in alignment with Cassandra's own money rules. Have you noticed that my rules are more about saying yes than saying no? It's not about depriving yourself of little luxuries. Your money rules are just as much about investing in yourself, especially when that investment can help you make even more money. There are no limits on earning potential. However, there is a limit on how much you can cut. Remember, these are your rules catered to your unique interests, abilities, and lifestyle. And it's okay to fall off the wagon and make mistakes. But always keep in mind that the real mistake is doing nothing. Anyone can make smart financial decisions with a solid, personalized plan that works for them. You just listened to the post titled 10 Easy to Follow Money Rules to Improve Your Financial Health by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I loved these money rules. Ramit is so clear on what matters to him and he spends his money accordingly. I found that I've only had one hard and fast money rule: spend less than I earn. It's a real classic. But as my relationship with money has evolved, so have my rules. So for example, when I was 30 grand in debt and living paycheck to paycheck, I willingly subscribed to a super frugal lifestyle. I didn't want to spend any money on anything that wasn't 100% necessary. I also wanted to build up some frugal muscles and question my relationship with consumerism. But I knew that this was going to be a short season of my life. It took me 11 months to get out of 30 grand of debt and about 5 years to get to Coast Fi status. I didn't feel deprived or miserable at this time, but I definitely wasn't living as abundantly as I am now. The rules that helped me get to a really good financial position are not the same rules that are going to help me fully enjoy my good fortune. So the rules needed to change. Now I spend unapologetically on anything related to health and relationship building. I will always have pets in my house. And I will never again have a full-time W-2 job because I've determined that the opportunity cost is simply too high. I rest when I need to, work when I want to, and savor the fact that money no longer drives my decisions. But my most important rule? Daily appreciation and gratitude. And that's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.